Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the blue line, right point Kucherov. Kucherov a little pass. Finds a stick of Ruda. Back for Kucherov, right circle. He is checked. Eldon Palato, right point. Find it at Kucherov. Five to go. Kucherov, put it in front! Score! Score! Ross Colton! With 0.9 seconds left! Incredible! 2-1 Lightning! Kucherov magic!
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Dave Michigan and Phil Esposito on the Bolts Radio Network there, and that's really all you do, Ken. You just, at that point, you laugh. I mean...
You just cackle. It was more like a cackle. Yeah. It's like a Gus Johnson almost, right?
It was a little bit evil. Yeah. It's like, ha-ha, yeah. See what the
Colton
did there.
Ha-ha!
Take that.
Young fella, back of the net.
There's nothing
light
more
the lamp.
Playoff hockey. Light in the lamp. Put the biscuit in the basket. You got to make sure you throw all the cliches in there while you're at it, right? Mm. Look, there is nothing more exciting than playoff hockey. When you get those moments, I mean, there, as much as I love the NBA, when you have those, any overtime or really just close game in regulation, it is just, when you get those wild endings, you are unable to match that excitement really across any other sport. Chris Abbott knows plenty about this, the national manager at CoolBet Canada. He's at CoolBetChris on Twitter. Let's just go big picture. Reaction to last night, Chris, and what you've seen so far over the first couple of games of this round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, last night, for a guy who was sitting there with an under 6.5 ticket, I was feeling pretty good sure, before the dramatics. But as a guy sitting with a Lightning series ticket, really, really happy with how that game ended that you just played on the intro there. Because, 1-1 game going to overtime, okay, it could go either way. But for those guys to get that chance late. Mackenzie Weegar just vacated the front of the net, left that ever so slight bit of room there, and Kucherov made the play. And that's what happens when you're so good, right? Not all forwards will command two defenders to go to him when he's standing behind the net. So that was great. And then, in general, my biggest takeaway from the beginning of round two is the totals that we're seeing for games, like 6, 6.5. About now, we're usually looking at 5.5s and fives. So I took the under in both games last night, and tonight's a little bit different, but I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris, you alluded to, you have a Lightning series bet. Just as a very, very casual Stanley Cup playoffs fan, I feel like this series was hyped up to a pretty large degree because, like, these teams have this playoff history. Like, is this finally like Florida's time to really play like a competitive series? Maybe people feel like Tampa even got lucky to beat Toronto because of what happened in game 6 and game 7, especially in game 6. So like, that was kind of the setup. And now for Tampa to be up 2-0, having won both games on the road, this is just like womp womp. Like, it was really, kind of like, it's kind of fallen flat actually from the games have been exciting, but just how the series might turn out. So I guess my question is just, look, like, the Tampa's about even money in game 3. Florida's down 2-0. The total's 6.5, one of the totals that you mentioned. Tampa, obviously, a big favorite to win the series, now minus 400. As big a favorite as any team is right now in any playoff series. Like, do you think this is just a wrap, or do you think that Florida can be a little competitive here?
Well, a sweep at this point really wouldn't surprise me, Ken. Like, it wouldn't at all. However, as a guy sitting with that ticket, I'm really interested in the potential middle of a Florida plus 2.5 games at a decent price. I think it was like minus 125 when I saw it. But I know, the minus EV crowd will be out to get me if I do something like that.
So sorry, that crowd isn't allowed on this show. They don't get to call in. We don't respond to their tweets. You're good. You can say whatever you want.
But you know, this Lightning team is quite interesting. They were about 12-1, I think, coming into the playoffs to win the Stanley Cup. Now they're second on the odds board behind Colorado. They're the favorite to win the Eastern Conference. I mean, partially that's because of the situation they're in, being, you know, that many more games ahead than anybody else. But this Tampa team at 4-1 for the Cup. I mean, think about it in this this frame of mind. If they get through this series, which, you know, they're well positioned to do so, obviously at minus 400, they get Carolina or New York, both beatable teams. You know, New York defensively, Carolina's got Antti Raanta in goal, and John Cooper's group is just, they're built for the playoffs, man. Watching them, the way they play in their defensive zone more than anything really impresses me. There's no room to move. If you get through the, you know, the forwards at the top of the defensive zone, then you've got Victor Hedman and his group back there. Oh, and then you've got the best goalie in the world behind them. They are now, what, guys, 10 wins from a Stanley Cup? Time to start thinking about the Tampa Bay Lightning here.
Chris, with the eight teams that are still remaining here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, is there one or maybe even two teams that you look at and just say, I'm eliminating them from contention, this ain't happening for them?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the St. Louis Blues put up a good effort last night. You know, again, you know, talk about, you know, long shot bets. The Blues at plus 1,800 is pretty good. I think, you know, the Rangers are probably the least likely, and I would say the Oilers probably right there with them. And the odds reflect that. I mean, the Oilers Stanley Cup odds plus 1,700, the Rangers plus 2,500. So I think out of that group of three at the bottom there, I think there's the most value would be with the St. Louis Blues. Largely because, and I've said this to you guys throughout the season, I don't think Darcy Kuemper is a Stanley Cup goaltender for the Colorado Avalanche. And, you know, we saw that a little bit last night. You know, now St. Louis has home ice advantage in this series. So, you know, Jordan Bennington's had to be good and lucky, and he's done this before. So I wouldn't write off the Blues, but I think the Rangers are in trouble. I think the Oilers, though, are probably in the most trouble right now because their goaltending woes are showing themselves. Calgary's very seldomly going to allow six goals in a game like they did the other night. Jacob Markstrom is usually much better than that. They're big, mean defensemen. So I think the Oilers are in a bit of trouble here.
Chris, you mentioned the Avs Blues results for people who just follow betting markets, like obviously a really, really, really surprising result. That series is tied at 1. Now the series price and even the game 3 price, like, would not reflect the expectation of a close series. So the market is still very, very hesitant to give the Blues any credit whatsoever. Again, the pre-series expectation was Avs in a rout, Avs easily. Neither game of the series has played out like that. It's almost like, how much evidence do we need to think that this might actually be fun? Like, through two games, looks like it's going to be pretty fun, and the market's still really resistant. So Colorado's minus 300 still. They do not have home ice in the series anymore. They're minus 165 on the road in game 3 in St. Louis to another total of 6.5, which you alluded to before. Like, how much evidence would you need to kind of step in and start playing the Blues, play the Blues to win the series, just play a competitive series? Like, what would you have to see? Have you seen it already?
Yeah, I think we've seen it already. I think they're playing this Colorado team tough. And the thing with the Avalanche is that they have so much skill up front and so much offensive skill from their back end. But, you know, and I love Cale Makar. I won't disparage him, but he's not, you know, your stalwart defenseman. Samuel Girard, very, very small, got beat on a goal last night. I think, you know, the back end of this Avalanche team is susceptible to a team who plays like St. Louis, very in your face, very reflective of the way their coach played the game, and Craig Berube, for any of the older fans out there who remember how Craig Berube played the game. And I put stock in that the same way I put stock in Rob Brind'Amour as the coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. Like, it's a tough, tough trophy to win. And if you're going to beat this Blues team, you're going to have to get on their level of, you know, tight checking hockey. And it remains to be seen if the Avalanche can do that. An overtime game and then a handy loss. I think we've seen the evidence. Yeah, absolutely.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking to Chris Abbott, Cool Bet Canada, at Cool Bet Chris on Twitter. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL. All right, so I'm going to at least go by this assumption. You can correct me if I'm wrong here, that you maybe at least had an idea of what you thought the Stanley Cup final matchup would be coming into this round. If you did, has that prediction, or that at least the way you were leaning, has that changed at all through these first two games?
I would say a little bit. I thought Colorado would potentially have a little easier time with St. Louis. And like you said, guys, that those games were both in Denver. So my two potential Stanley Cup finals for me were both recent-ish Stanley Cup finals rematches. I had Calgary-Tampa or Florida-Colorado. Those were a couple of the ones that I was looking at. I think Calgary-Tampa is insanely more likely now than Colorado and Florida.
Chris, I want to ask you about the Conn Smythe Trophy market for a couple of reasons. We'll get to the games tonight. Obviously, I want your opinion on both of those markets. Our technical director, Bill Matz, I don't even know if I told the story on the show. I went on vacation for a week, and while I was on vacation, Bill sent me like 7,000 word history of the Conn Smythe Trophy, basically, because I asked him at one point during the show, and I love award markets. I'm like obsessed with award markets. And I was like, can you send me something on like who, I've never handicapped this before. Like who wins this trophy? Like what happens? And basically Bill sent me a bunch of stuff. You know, it is not a very unpredictable award, I guess would be the right way to put it. Like if it's a player on the winning team almost all the time with some exceptions, it's like usually a player that makes a ton of sense based on how they played in the postseason. I think my question now, Chris, and I say this, the second reason I want to ask you is because selfishly I'm considering betting this market like tonight before the game start. If Colorado is in trouble, they represent like all of the favorites to win the Conn Smythe Trophy. Like Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon are the two favorites. Rantanen, like several other Colorado players are like in the top 10, I think, in the price from a price standpoint. My thought would be like, is there another way to go before the market truly thinks that Colorado is in trouble? Like, is there another player on another team that is not Colorado that maybe makes a ton of sense? I'll just tell you, like, I am considering strongly Andrei Vasilevskiy for the Lightning, who won this award last year. So just any thoughts on a non-Colorado player who could emerge here if the Avs are really in trouble?
Well, I'd love to get Bill's manifesto on this because I think it'd be quite
I will forward it to you after the interview if you want. DM me your email address. It will be in your inbox. Yeah.
But the goaltender of the winning team is always a good bet if you're asking me, right? Especially, you know, Colorado's guys, we just talked about it, but offensive threats. But to win the Stanley Cup, it takes a whole lot more than just being the best offensive team. So oftentimes it's a goalie that kind of drags his team there. Plus 1,500 for Vasilevsky is what I'm looking at now, but somewhere in that range, I guess. And right behind him on the list I'm looking at is Nikita Kucherov, which he's been outstanding. And then a little further down, Matthew Tkachuk, should the Flames get there. He's been insanely effective so far. And Victor Hedman for Tampa at plus 2,500. Those are some numbers that certainly worth a look now, like you said, before Colorado potentially starts to get written off a little bit.
Got to be honest, anything called Bill's Manifesto, knowing Bill, it kind of scares the hell out of me. But that's
the FBI is probably going to call into the show. The FBI is going to be like, wait a minute. We need a copy of that. Sorry, guys. Let's flash the badge, take it over, commandeer it.
Chris, let's look at the games tonight while we got a couple of minutes here. Carolina's got a 1-0 series lead over the Rangers right now. They're favored in game two. Where are you leaning in this one?
Well, so I've got a Carolina minus 1.5 game series bet that was around even money, I think. So I was very, very happy with that overtime result. Yeah. Total on this one is the only one that's not in the sixes, right? I'm seeing it at 5.5. Every game in the first round for the Rangers, it felt like, was 3-3 after the second period with Pittsburgh. And I know they are different teams, but Carolina's got at least the same amount of offensive firepower as this Penguins team. I felt like game one was an anomaly. Now, I also I'm very fortunate to have a lifeline to Mr. Ray Ferraro, who's one of the best analysts in the entire NHL. And when I told him about this and my total going over tonight, he said, let me argue that, because you've got two of the best penalty kills. You've got a couple of the best goalies. You've got, you know, one of the best defensive teams in the Hurricanes. So I went over, but one of the smartest men in hockey tells me that he's going with another low scoring game tonight in Carolina. So take that for what it's worth.
Okay. A smart person's opinion. That's always something we're pretty interested in on this show. Chris, the second game, and you mentioned you thought the team that was in the most trouble was Edmonton, loses 9-6, a score that you can't even really believe that you're saying out loud. The total, for what it's worth, basically has not changed despite the fact that game one was very high scoring. It closed 6.5. It got bet up in game one, but it did close 6.5. It's 6.5 tonight. Calgary a favorite again. Do you expect a similar dynamic, a 9-6 game? What about the nightcap here? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, sure. So every time I watch these teams play, it seems like they have a high scoring game. Everyone's expecting the over tonight. So this is not, you know, statistically based at all, because the goalies sucked in game one, but they did have good round ones. I expect them both to bounce back, and we're getting plus money on under 6.5 in a playoff game that could be, you know, essentially do or die for the Edmonton Oilers. They've got to play a real good game and win this one. I'm going to lean under here. It could be 4-4 after the first, but I think we might see an overreaction just to the absolute insanity that we had in game one. And a lot of those goals, I mean, I'm talking like 85% of them, the goalie at least got a piece of them. It was really, really odd how it went in game one. So I'm thinking maybe we're going to see more of a 4-2 or a 4-1 game somewhere here tonight.
He's Chris Abbott, National Manager, Coolbet Canada. Really appreciate the time, and good luck and enjoy reading Bill's manifesto. I'm sure that's going to be great.
I can't wait. Thanks for your time, Ed.
Thanks, Chris.
Bill's quite a manifesto. I'm telling you, it was.
I would like Bill's manifesto on being a Philadelphia sports fan. That's what I would love.
Not
and then
suitable
him reading
for air.
It angrily.
Definitely. Yeah, it would be like reading a graphic novel, basically. Yeah, it would be something. It'd be something. He was, but it was very helpful. I had people who probably heard that question to Chris, like, this market might become extremely interesting, because it was not interesting when Colorado was going to run over everybody because one of them was going to win. But if one of them is not going to win, then like the market has been very resistant to like make the prices kind of like reflect that. The market's still pricing it like it's a Colorado runaway. If it's not, some of these prices are like absolutely insane for the best players on all of the other teams, basically. So maybe an opportunity, like if Colorado's maybe in trouble more than we think, then that's kind of the market to strike at.
You are definitely an awards market guy, without
question.
Oh,
love them. So,
that's why you and I can sit around and talk NBA MVP all day, because I do find that fascinating, without question. All right, coming up, we're going to pick NFL sleeper teams for the upcoming season next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.